The top 10 Tom Bester Tom English is books. Too many books, too many words.
Right.
Okay, that's the tone set. And I don't mean Blackburn. Right.
That's not a chart. How is that a chart?
Have you fallen over?
Right, now what were you saying? Sorry, I got distracted.
Can't keep that in colour. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Don't Let's Chart. Oh, I've fallen over.
It'll be all right on some charts.
Oh, my auntie's bloomers are visible to the world. Brackets, underpants.
You've been charts.
Brackets, bollocks. My bollocks are hanging out of my auntie's bloomers. What a calamity. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, how often things go wrong to me, Ben Baker.
And me, Phil Casserell. Oh, I've fallen again, Ben. I've fallen.
It's a good time to record it for posterity. Yeah. Then what we could do is we could cut all those moments out where, like, things happen that aren't in the episodes or outtakes. I put them together in a big show like this one just to say, look at all these crazy tangents. I mean, that's mainly what it is. It's mainly me and you just saying, going off on a random stream of invective bollocks.
Yeah, this is a completely original idea that you've had, Ben.
Yes, it is. And if cartoon David Williams wishes to complain, my number
then,
is...
Then he can complain to Dennis Norden, yeah.
Dennis Norden's grave, you know.
God. There's another bit for the next one.
Dennis Norden lived till he was about 906, so I think we're all right.
No, he had a good run.
He literally wrote every great comedy from the 1930s onwards, so...
Yeah, he did all right. He did all right.
Yeah. And also, he said cock up a lot.
He did.
Which was funny, because he said cock and up. So this is just a quick intro to a selection of outtakes and tangents and bits that didn't make it into regular episodes. It can be described as... Here on
it
fans.
Can be described as some content
available. So until we meet further on in the show, shit myself. That's not an outtake. I just shit myself.
I'm off to crash into a shed.
Boom. Oh, Christmas time is a Christmas time. What is time? It's Christmas time with the Christmas food and the Christmas ham and also Christmas granddad. Here comes Christmas, 80s Christmas, 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 Christmas. Everybody, 80s in the Christmas, Christmas, what? And it was the one where famously Michael Fish went on TV and supposedly said, well, the woman's rung up to say, there's a hurricane coming. Check on! I believe this exact phrase.
That is exactly how he said it.
But I was 40 this year, so people were like, his life's over. Just give him some chocolate and send him on his way.
Which is fair enough.
And considering you're 41, that's...
Yeah, well, no one cares about 41. Like, correctly. No one cares about 41.
Yeah.
You don't need to significantly mark that one. I'm 100% okay with that.
Well, what about 42? We've got a hitchhiker's kind of thing. We can celebrate.
I don't want to.
It will be the year of things being better on the radio. unlike this, where hopefully we'll have made it to television and it will be a sham.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
they won't let us on television.
Have you seen the things they put on television now?
Yeah, but, you know, when they say faces for radio, mate, there's a picture of us next to it.
I mean, that is
And the picture
fair.
Has been blurred for everyone's safety.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
I will once again refer to us as the incorrect aspect ratio Bob and David.
Yeah, no, I'll go with that. most definitely. Think of us very much as the Chuckle Brothers, but both of us are the dead one. So...
God.
Does that... I met them. Oh, I met him. Dear, that is true. If you've never seen the picture I have put up on Twitter a few times. Yeah, I met the Chuckler brothers not long after Barry died.
Nice.
I'm not saying I'm Typhoid Mary or anything. I was just like, that, it was just a coincidence.
Again, in the current environment, that is a very, very dangerous thing to say. Please do not.
Although, interestingly enough, Paul Chuckle does have an Etsy store where he is selling masks, which say 2 meter you.
That's pretty good. A bit.
You should probably ask me what retooling is.
Okay, fine. Ben, what is retooling? I have feather bird of tit.
Well, small bird named after a philosopher.
No, we can't just keep appropriating Lee and Eric Stavolsa. Sorry, let me try again.
Sorry. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I haven't thought this through, I'll be honest with you.
The answer is no.
No, wait. Ask me again. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
Doctor and the Medics come to sing you our only chart-topping hit, Spirit in the Sky.
Okay, good. Is that it?
Knock, knock.
Who's there? This is going to be terrible.
Billy.
Billy who?
Billy Joel.
Okay, that's surprising.
And the piano man.
And he is the piano man, that's true.
Hello and welcome to another fun-packed edition of Don't Let's Chart with me, Ben Baker.
And me, Phil Catterall.
And if you've never heard us before, this is a programme where we look at some charts and lists and go, that's quite amusing, and then we leave. There's about a 35 to 37 minute gap in between, but you know, generally.
The important thing is we do eventually leave.
And in case anyone hasn't seen, Lorenzo's Oil is not spunk.
It's don't watch it.
don't. Sad child.
Yeah, it's not.
Sad
it's
child not medicine good. Film.
Yeah.
If there's a section called Sad Child Medicine Film in your video shop, don't.
But you know what? Don't. In the 80s and 90s, there could very easily have been a sad child
you
medicine
really could
film
have,
section.
Yeah. Yeah, it could have been there with... Oh. Ha ha ha! That was truly an amusing outtake. And now, this bit.
Another bit. Different bit.
Yeah.
Not the bit you just heard, another bit.
It's different. That reminds me, when I was walking into town earlier, I saw a copy of Disc 1 of Channel 4's Utopia on the floor.
Just Disc 1?
So, just Disc 1, so I assume that's what they're using around here for discus.
Is that a metaphor for something?
Was it a sci-fi, slightly dystopian future drama serials?
Ironically, it was called Utopia, but it was a bit dystopian. Do you see, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, I tried that headliner app to make videos from podcast clips, right. And it was fine with you.
Well, that's because I speak English.
I speak bloody English.
No, you don't. You speak Yorkshire.
I don't know. I'm trying to pour the can of soup, man, some spam chips, sausages, tomatoes.
Is that your impression of that Geordie bloke that was on Castle?
That's
once?
Not Geordie!
No, I know. Neither was that bloke on Castle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fair. I don't know what. That's going on about it, Mr. Castle. I've been here the whole time watching the episodes of Hast MD. There's a lot of Bradley Walsh on this Christmas, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's Bradmas!
Are you hanging up your Walshes on the wall?
On your Pasquale?
No Pasquale. Zero Pasquale.
Although, that's what they call him now. It's Joe Pasquale or No Pasquale. That's the new game we play at Christmas.
On a side note, Joe Pasquale does in many ways represent Christmas to me personally.
Why?
Because when I worked in game, he came in once when he was in Panto in Nottingham. He was looking around for someone to help him, and one of my co-workers looked him dead in the eye and then immediately went to help someone else instead. Which is harsh, but at the same time, it's like, no, Joe, sorry.
We've got a bit here that was in the 1996 best of best things from 96 podcast that we did.
Yes.
Where I went through a copy of Raw, the indie magazine, which I was beloved of the time, and just couldn't fit in. It was a very, very long episode. So here's us going through that magazine and saying, look, some cast.
We all like cast, except for those of us who don't.
I fucking hate cast. I found some of my old music magazines recently. I was cleaning out a spare room, and there was a magazine called Raw, R-A-W. Mm-hmm. And there used to be a metal magazine called Raw, and it stopped, and I don't know if it was meant to continue as this, or it just shared a name, but it's basically like an indie smash hits.
Okay.
And I loved it. I really, really loved it, because I was 15, 16 at the time, and, you know, it had posters in it of Louise Wenner from Sleeper and stuff like that, so, you know. I was interested. This one's got in Smashing Pumpkins on the White Room. Do you remember the White Room?
What, the Mark Radcliffe-helmed, slightly poncy music show?
Yep. Yep. The last series of that was in 96. There's filming for the Single Girl video by Lush.
One of many films that, speaking of Mark Radcliffe, I cannot hear the original version anymore. I can only hear the parody.
And they've got a pop scene, which is who's big and who's out of favour at the moment in rock.
Okay.
Unfortunately, number one is Cast.
Fair.
Who had trashed a hotel room in France and arrested. John Powell was arrested.
So to be clear. They're out because of that, not...
They're in. Oh. They're the number one in band.
Oh, no.
For that.
No.
Because rock and roll.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's easier times. Not number two is Morrissey, who apparently disappeared minutes before his appearance in Aberdeen on the David Bowie Outside Tour. It was rumoured that he was rushed to hospital, but they didn't find him admitted to any hospitals. So I was going to say,
he probably just had to quickly run off and do some racism. I'm assuming that's what happened.
Yeah, I see him firebomber corner shop, something like that.
Yeah,
And number three is Black Grape. Okay. Sean Ryder hoping to meet Fidel Castro. So
that's very rock and roll, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
There is nothing more rock and roll than communism, Ben. Everyone knows that.
It's true. Elsewhere, Suede have just recorded their third album, apparently. Hopefully that works out for him. And Robbie Williams is trying to get out of his contract with BMG.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he won't be able to make any solo music.
Nah.
So.
And I wonder how that ends. I know how it ends. It ends with a cover of Freedom 90. That's how it ends.
Freedom! What else have we got? So, elsewhere, we've got a mixtape made by one of Dog Eat Dog. The Prodigy live in Skopje. And then we've got the predictions for 1996, where you ask every band who's going to pick his band, and they all say themselves, more or less.
Good.
Which is hilarious when Cast are saying it. Heavy Stereo's Gem says the biggest band of 1996 will be The Beatles. Shutty from Terrorvision says Terrorvision.
okay.
Rick Witter says Shed 7. And Shirley Manson from Garbage, who will be the biggest band of 1996? Who cares?
You know, she's always had a good head on her shoulders, has Shirley Manson.
Yeah.
Has reminded me, 1996, this should have been in the not making the list section, was the year that one of our listeners nearly killed me with fumes by trying to hold a barbecue inside. So, that's of note.
Cool. Good times. My dad has just sent me a message going, how do I do a blog?
First of all, Ben's dad, travel back in time 15 years to when anyone wanted to read a blog. Send him a live journal key so he can get
bbo.com.
My friend Tom has this thing called MySpace. Maybe you should.
Yes. It'll be there. It'll give you a big thumbs up when you join this.
And no one will ever see it.
Dear. And if you're interested in anything that's a wish, don't. Because I feel I needed to go on it for a thing. And now I feel really grumpy.
Good.
The sound of sex doll with an actual metal skeleton inside it for 900 quid. And I'm like, I don't want to have sex with a metal doll.
Look, Ben, does the doll say biggie,
biggie,
biggie? We're
stuck inside.
Does it say biggie, biggie, biggie?
Well, that's just it. It didn't look like Twicky or Metal Mickey, which is a winner, admittedly. But also, it don't look like Dot Matrix off of Spaceball, so... Programmed with over 50 sexual John Rivers phrases.
Apparently, high street stores banned the album as they could be fined under the 1898 Indecent Advertising Act, which is... that's incredibly specific.
Well, let's go through everything that's been banned by that. There's the Sex Pistols advert, there's that Bennett on advert, and that pornographic episode of Blinky Bill. So...
Just as a side note, this side that I'm on is scrolling questions at the side. It's come up so far with, who is the man in the cowboy hat always watching Wimbledon in the box? Did Davina McCall used to be a drug addict and prostitute? Where can I watch the Chulisa sex tape on my iPhone without downloading it?
Without being caught by that.
Why does Keith Lemon... No, I'm not reading the rest of that.
Why does Keith Lemon full stop?
Do you know the postcode for Goodwood Festival of Speed? Thanks.
Please, nine.
How do you say come on Spain in Spanish?
Say come on Spain.
Sorry, I'm tired now.
Okay, this is a bit coming up that some of you will have actually seen, not heard. It was a bit we did for a Cheap Show live Twitch stream thing, which was horrendous, genuinely. And not on their part. They were fantastic and lovely, as they always are. But yeah, people on Twitch can be absolute arseholes.
It was not well received, let's say. It was not well received.
I don't even know if it's still out there, but this is us doing a special quiz for our pals at Cheap Show.
I say, I'm looking for a volunteer from the audience. Can I find, is there anyone out there? You, sir, you.
Me?
No, the other one.
Oh.
The other guy.
Me?
Yes, you, sir. Would you like to take part in a, I don't know, let's say, 4 to 5 minute, lightly humorous item about fake or real things in a chart-based format?
I mean, yeah, all right.
So, yes, we are going to do a top 10, real or fake, did these people appear at the Royal Variety performance or not?
Okay.
Five are real, five are fake, and you've got to tell me. And he doesn't know any of these in advance.
I don't.
So, without any further ado, number one. Is this a real person who appeared on the Royal Variety performance in front of our queen, or whoever she could send because she couldn't be asked?
That yeah, that's fair.
You know, there's only so many times you can watch effing stomp, I suppose. Number one, Fanny Fields.
Okay. That seems like a legitimate, like, 30s, 40s, 50s era sort of an act.
Don't pick all the decades. If you keep going through decades, you'll find, wouldn't you?
Shut up. I went through three, all right? And I think if it was one you'd made up, it would be significantly more vulgar.
I feel it'd be five minutes about for this slot, I think.
All right, fine.
Bunny Fields is real.
That's what I said.
Happy Fanny Fields, to give her a full name, played in 1912. She was born Fanny Furman. She was an American actress, dancer and comedian who found great success in British pantomime theatre. Well done you, that's 1 point.
There we go.
Number two, the Spangle Twins. The Spangle Twins.
Right. Can I have a clue as to what decade they were from?
No.
Given that I guess now? I mean, I would assume
all right, 70s. 1842.
So fake then.
Yeah, obviously.
Like it could have been a thing.
You can't do that. You can't say. Oh, by the way, Columbo just wondering, did you do it? Yeah, I did. Ah, bollocks! It's not how it works. You know what? I'm severely considering closing down our treehouse detective agency.
We haven't found a single treehouse.
No, it's bloody rubbish. Number three is very fitting, though. The Stupids.
The Stupids.
The Stupids.
The cast of the film, or...
I mean, I hope not.
So do I. I'm going to say real for The Stupids.
They are real. 1971, they were an unusual act from Sweden whose comic acrobatic skills caused one commentator, doesn't say who, so, you know, probably Martin Jarvis, something like that, I don't know, to liken them to the Keystone Cops on LSD, which sounds awful. Just a load of upset men giggling and anxiously shouting at a trapeze.
You're going to say they'd just be sat down.
Yeah, this is great. I'm not. But they think they're having doing a crap best show of their life. So, you know, yeah, they were real. The Stupids.
Okay.
Number four.
Four.
Sir Lemuel Cripes My Underpants Follow Through The Funny Fartsman.
Could you just say that again?
Sir Lemuel Cripes My Underpants Follow Through The Funny Fartsman.
Now, my initial guess, which I think I'm going to go with, is that that's something you made up, Ben.
Oh, what are you on about? I meant though. But there were funny farting acts. The Petterman and all that stuff.
Yes, but weren't called Funny Fartsman.
Might have been. I don't know.
And they didn't have the surname Follow Through either.
That was artistic license, I grant you. Which they can't say there is any of in number five. The Cast of Bread.
Oh.
The popular BBC misery com from the late 80s, early 90s.
Yes.
Featuring two Avalines.
So obviously they existed. This is not a fictional thing. I don't think that they did a Royal Variety. I don't think they did.
In 1988, they did indeed do a funny sketch, as did the cast of the Golden Girls that year. Must have been a hell of a...
Yeah. How many series was Bread up to at that point? Surely it was in its death throes by 88.
No, it went into like 90s. 92, 93. Size,
really?
Yeah.
God.
Like Peter Howlett went, no, I must leave. I must leave to make Sliding Doors.
He did. Oh. And, he said whatever the opposite of greetings was as he left the set.
Ungreetings.
We all remember
Number six. Number six. The best Joey. The only sitcom Joey we think about. Number six. Only Fools on Horse. The cast of John Sullivan's beloved sitcom Ripped to the Tits on Cheap Heroin. Well, no, it's only drugs. There's a piece coming out of my face. Can you just say fake and we can move on?
Well, I think it was real, but I think David Jason's had every copy of it destroyed. fake, obviously fake. It was
number seven, Tony Handcock.
No.
What?
Clearly no. That's
why?
Because it's just hand on hand cock. That's not a...
All right, I was just checking your ears. Yes, Tony Hancock did indeed do it in 1952, but this was a different act involving a hand and a cock.
Yeah. In front of the Queen.
That's very nearly a point.
Oh, God.
Oh, I said it's Blakey's voice. Oh. To Chris Tarrant. Number eight!
No one wants to see Chris Tarrant knocking one out in front of the Queen.
Who wants to drink a pint of this? No. Number eight!
Fuck.
The Beatles!
How are you spelling that?
B-E-A-T-L-E-S.
Yes, surely they did.
They did in 1963, yeah. Famously on Introducing Twist and Shout. John Lennon passed into Royal Variety history when he made his celebrated suggestion that those in the cheap seats would clap their hands, whilst the rest of them could just rattle the penises. Jewellery.
Does yours rattle?
I was thinking of Prince Albert's.
Does yours rattle? Because it shouldn't rattle.
Hold on, let me just check. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
More of a grinding noise. Good.
Number nine, nearly there.
Yes.
The Two Leslies. The two Leslies.
Right, do I get which two Leslies it was? Or is it just two Leslies?
I'd love to say it was Leslie Jones and Leslie Crowther, just because I'd like to see the act, but I can't tell you.
Okay, I believe it's fake.
The two Leslies, Leslie Holmes and Leslie Cerrone, were a variety double act played in 1938 with a robust sense of humour and sometimes delighted in some rather risky role play. A bit like our very own Paul and Eli, you see. And their songs included, and you can get these on CD, upsettingly, Umpa Umpa Sticking Up Your Jumper.
Right.
Down Upon the Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Porkington Would Like Cream Puffs.
Pardon?
Nay, nay, nay.
Right.
Separate song. Coo, Love a Duck, Crikey, Coo, Blimey.
That's one song title.
Yep.
Okay.
Old Potato Jones. And of course, Sweet Fanny Adams. Number 10, the final one in this Ralph Wright performance, real or fake. Fuck Shittington, the magical defecating goose. Brackets. It really stinks, mums.
Okay. What's magical about the defecating goose, Ben?
Anything you like, it can't hear you.
I think it was fake, Ben, anyway. I think Fuck Shittington, the magical defecating goose, brackets, it really stinks, mums, was a fake entry that you made up. Yeah. And I think you should be ashamed of yourself.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Gino. Gino, piss in a cup and drink it down.
No! I mean, the thing that made me happiest about Disney Plus, and I've not got it myself, is just the fact that they have those 70s live-action Disney films where Kurt Russell was a child star.
Yep, and there is a quiz in the new book, which is, are these real films on Disney Plus or not? Of which one of them may be the absent-minded gynecologist.
How would the absent-mindedness manifest, Ben, in that particular case?
It's not that kind of podcast, Phil.
Right.
To be fair, we've had no shipping. We've had no... What would our shipping name be? Bill or Pen?
I mean...
It would be funlikely. A combination of fucking and unlikely. I like adventure. I like romance. animal dance.
Yeah, no one liked Muppet Babies. That's a given.
Well, I know which one you can shove up your ass.
Oh, Benjamin.
No, I can't use that, can I?
No, you really can't, because that's a Mike Reed joke that you're repurposing.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, delete all of this.
Well, anyway. When it comes to the Golden Gate or Vegemite, I know which one of them you can stick up your bum.
You've done it again.
Sorry.
You can't say I can't use that and then just do the same thing again with a pause.
I suspect a lot of people at this point will be wondering, where's Robot? He's dead.
He's not dead. He's a robot. He can't be dead.
Beep Blue, screw you guys.
And that's it. I hope I don't mess up this final link. So until next time, I have been Ben Baker.
And I have been Phil Casserole. Ah, I've done it wrong.
Oh, we've done it. Oh, it's all gone wrong again. Oh. Good hello. I mean... Bye. No, it's chaos. It really is.
It's very funny. Bye.
Bleep bloop. Oh no, my trousers have fallen down.
You don't wear trousers, you're a robot. Genuinely annoyed.
Gonna love me.
No, don't. Absolutely don't.
Cock up.
Press the stop button, for fuck's sake.
One for Dennis Norden.
No, none for Dennis Norden. He's still dead.
Too soon.
No, it was 2 years ago.
I know. I murdered him.
No, you... Oh, God. That's not going in.
Ah!
That is not going in.